We're going to be in Proverbs 26 tonight. God, thank you again for your word. Pray that you'd fill us with your spirit and speak to us in it and through it. We want to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. So remember, Proverbs is about wisdom, and wisdom is about doing the right thing. It's not good enough to know it. It's not good enough to just say the right thing, but we have to do it if we want to be wise. A fool will talk all day, but a wise person will do, and his actions, as they say, will speak louder than words. So Proverbs chapter 26, verse 1 says this, as snow in summer, God bless you, as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool, right? In the middle of the summer, I mean, sometimes we'll get snow in May, but it doesn't stick around, right? We can imagine it was the middle of July, hottest day of the year, and then all of a sudden we get a blizzard. We get 6 inches of snow that sticks around. Or rain in the harvest. I don't know if we really understand this either, but trying to mow a lawn that's wet, so hard. The if it's going to rain and you need to mow the lawn before it rains. Otherwise, it clogs up the mower. It gets thick. It gets heavy. It's hard to cut. It's not a help. It's not a good thing. It's an odd thing. If snow comes in summer, you would think the world was ending because it doesn't make any sense. And that's the same thing for honor on a fool. A fool who receives a prize, a fool who is given glory, a fool who's given a good seat, a fool who's put in a position of power at work or in your life or in sport. It's foolish. It doesn't make sense. It makes no sense, right? Don't give honors to a fool. A fool also will try and honor himself. Verse 2, as the bird by flitting, as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause will not alight. I kind of want to look that up in another translation. I think part of it, you know, curse without cause will not stick, right? Stay around. You know, a lot of people try and curse us and try and put things on you. You know, I remember Pastor Chuck would always say, to not defend yourself. I mean, obviously there comes a time and a place when you need to speak up and need to say something, whether it's court or someone comes to you and says, hey, is this true? You don't need to be quiet. But a lot of times people like to try and say bad things about you, gossip about you, talk behind your back. There's no way you're going to be able to go around and defend every last one of them. And you know what? If they're not true, they won't stick. Sometimes they will. If it's in the media and you're a politician, sometimes things stick. I saw a guy with a bumper sticker today saying something that the media said President Trump said during the campaign, and he never said it. And yet this guy's got a bumper sticker and he's mad about it. And yet he was so willing to put a sticker on his car about something that's not even true without doing the research. You know, just shows the foolishness of us, right? Not doing our research, myself included sometimes. But know that, you know, you don't need to go around defending yourself. God will defend you, right? And this doesn't seem to say either, this isn't implying that we can be under a curse, especially as believers. It just means that when someone's talking bad about you, it'll handle itself. A lot of times people see it too. They'll see how you react and they'll see how what they're talking about and they'll notice, that person, yeah. They're talking bad about everybody. It looks worse on the person who's speaking it than on you sometimes. And if bad things come in your life, we should always seek God about it and say, hey, God, have I done something wrong to deserve this? But just because something bad happens doesn't mean that you did it, and God will work it out. I think that's the thing at the end of the day. God will work all this stuff out. Verse 3, I'm not going to look it up for time. I think we hit the core part of that. Says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. You know, a horse, what do they do to get it to move? You know, a whip, whoosh, right? We might have spurs on the back of your boots, right? That's the tool that gets the horse to move. A bridle for a donkey, you know, you pull a donkey along to do work. Again, a little unfamiliar with us, for us, right? You might say a gas pedal for a car. Or a propeller for an airplane. That's the thing that gets it to move. The only thing that gets a fool to move is a rod, is getting a spanking, is getting hit in the back. That's the only thing that gets a fool to move, to get up and go, is a hard time, is a hard situation, is getting beat or getting a hard word. It's the only thing that makes a fool move. So don't be a fool, right? Be a wise man. Move before the hard thing comes. Do what you know to do is right. Verse 4, do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be likened to him. You know, the Bible says to not share in someone else's sins. Do not be a partaker of someone else's sins. And I was reading commentary on that because I read it recently. And the commentary is like, we each have enough of our own sins, let alone to help someone else sin, let alone to praise their sin, let alone to go along with it, let alone to do it with them. We have enough of our own to worry about. Don't get involved with someone else's sins. Don't enable someone to sin. And so when a fool comes, a fool's doing a foolish thing, again, it's this idea of trying to meddle and stop them from being a fool. It's just going to drag you into it. It's just going to drag you down. This old idea of, you know, reaching out to others, right? That, yeah, we want to reach out to others, but if I'm standing on this stool, Jake, and I reach down, do you think it would be easier for me to pull you up or you to pull me off? Pull me down. That's the same thing as with a fool, right? So fool's going to be foolish, and sometimes you need to answer them, but a lot of times they're being foolish. Just let them be foolish and get away. Don't try and fix it all the time. But do what you can to not be a part of it. And then this next one's interesting. He says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Wisdom is the hard part, trying to figure out when do I do something and when do I not do something. And that's why prayer is so important. Because a lot of times in our flesh, we want to do something and it just makes it worse or just gets us entangled in================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ and it disentangles us. It gets us out of it. And answering a fool according to his folly, well, sometimes we need to correct a fool, especially when there's others around. I think a lot of times the difference is you don't answer a fool when it's just you and the fool and let the fool go his own way. And sometimes we need to rebuke people one-on-one. But the point is, well, if there's other people around who are impressionable and they're following along, you need to share your wisdom there so that others don't go along with it. Because otherwise, he'll walk around thinking that he's wise. Oh, I've got it all figured out. Oh, this is the right way to go. I'm not a fool. Because there's not many fools out there who think that they're fools. I think every fool that you meet will think that they're a wise person, will think that they have all the answers, will think that they know it. And that's why it's good to be humble and know that, hey, I don't have all the answers. I might have a lot of opinions, but I don't know that I have all the answers, especially about things I don't know. I was watching a couple clips. I don't know why I got into it. I think it was just about a couple movies I liked. But these interviews with celebrities, and this guy was interviewing these movie stars, and the movie star is talking about their day on set and how it goes. And I don't know who the interviewer is. Maybe he has experience. But he started laughing along, going, oh, yeah, it's totally different when that's going on. And I'm just watching going, how does this guy have a job? Has he ever been on a movie set? Does he really understand what the actor is talking about? No, he's probably never been on set. He's never been in front of a camera. He's never known this experience that they were talking about. And that's the same thing with a fool. A fool will talk about a lot of things, and they really don't know what they're talking about because they've never gone out and done it. You know, I might sit here and talk, oh, being a fighter pilot is awesome, and you pull back the stick and the jet moves up, and I might understand how it works, but I've never sat in a fighter jet. I don't know that I've ever even touched a fighter jet. I used to like them as a kid. They were interesting. I'd draw pictures of them, play video games about them, but I have no experience to talk about what it's like to be a pilot. And that's what a fool does. A fool likes to think that they have all this experience, but they've really done nothing. And guess what? We're all foolish in things. We all need to be corrected from some time to realize that we're not wise. And that's why it's good to read Proverbs over and over and over again. Because you don't read it once and go, okay, I got it. The only times I've read it, like even though I might be able to explain some of these verses, it doesn't mean I've got it down pat. It doesn't mean I'm the wisest person on the planet. I'm not. I need to keep reading this, keep understanding, keep applying it. Verse 6. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet and drinks violence. And we talked about this, I think, the end of last time, too. And it'd be interesting to see what Conway talks about cutting off feet and drinking violence. But you send a message by the hand of a fool, will that message even get there? I have a very important letter, and I hand it to a fool. Well, who's the fool? I'm the fool for handing it to the fool. If I want to make, you know, there's that saying, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You want that letter to get there on time? You better drive down to wherever you need to send that letter and hand it to them. Don't hand it to the post office. Maybe it'll fall between the seats. Maybe it'll fall out of the car on a windy day and never get there. Make sure if you send it, that's why I always send stuff by tracking, because I don't trust every employee. Our mailman's awesome. Some of the folks down at the post office have been awesome when I've had a lost package. We all lose stuff, but the point is, I don't trust them because they lost stuff before and they don't care at the end of the day. So when you have a message, make sure you don't send it by a fool, because cutting off the feed, I can, you know, maybe this is probably, I shouldn't answer too much about it, but I think, you know, there's this expression about getting cut off at the knees, right? You can't stand up anymore. You can't do what you're doing anymore. You're making progress and now your legs are cut off. So you can't get forward progress in life. You can't get anywhere because your legs got cut out from underneath you. And that's the same way sending a hand from a fool. And again, drinking violence, right? You know, if you have a war and you're trying to stop a war, you don't want to send the message by the hand of the fool, because maybe violence will start because of it, because the message wasn't communicated right or didn't make it there in time. I think you get the point. Fool is not to be trusted, especially with important matters. The legs of the lame are not equal. Hopefully this verse isn't about me. So is a parable in the mouth of fools, right? And this is a sad thing to think about, but think about someone who has one leg that's longer and one leg that's shorter. They're going to walk funny. They're going to move funny. And they're going to probably walk in a circle. If your left leg's longer than your right leg, you're going to take longer left steps than you are right steps, and eventually you'll walk in a big circle. And in fact, each of us has a dominant side, a dominant eye, a dominant leg. That's why we're right-handed. If you and I walk and you close your eyes, if we should try this and go out in the field one day, you walk, you will not walk in a straight line. You will begin to walk in a big circle. That's why a lot of people get, when they get lost, they walk in circles, because you need a heading. You need a bearing in life. And this speaks so much to us. We need the direction that Jesus has given us. Otherwise, we wander. Otherwise, we go around in circles. We can't get ahead in life because we keep making foolish decisions. We keep stepping in the wrong way. We need to keep our eyes on the horizon, right? If I want to go west, I'm going to follow the sun as it goes west. But that's the same thing as a parable in the mouth of fools. There's a lot of fools out there. Any fool can read the Bible. Many fools won't. That's why they're foolish. But anyone can read the Bible and try and teach it and try and talk about it. Probably me. There were things before I came to know the Lord that I would read a revelation and try and write down. And as God was calling me to Him, I tried to make sense of revelation. And I had all these theories and plans. None of them were right. Some of them I look back and go, yeah, you know what? Maybe God was leading me on something there. But it doesn't make any sense. A fool's trying to explain something that he has no idea about. And a parable is a complicated thing. It's an earthly story, the heavenly meaning. It's an idea of wisdom. It's showing us something, trying to teach us something. And like we watch those holy nopes, you see the way some of these people are a cult. The way they talk about a Bible verse, and they have no idea what it means. James and Jude talk about that. To read those and read what it's like when someone has no idea what they're talking about when it comes to spiritual things. And I don't know everything. I try. I try to know. I want to know more. But at the end of the day, like, if I understand something, it's because God's revealed it and God's made it plain in His Word. And it just won't make sense. You can tell when someone doesn't know what they're talking about. Maybe you're thinking that right now. But you can tell when someone doesn't know what they're talking about and the way they try and explain something. You have to understand it yourself before you can explain it to someone else. Verse 8, is he who binds a stone into a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. Again, Proverbs wisdom, a big part of wisdom is realizing what isn't wisdom. Realizing who isn't wise. Because if you don't realize what isn't wisdom and who isn't wise, you're going to listen to them and become like them. And you remember a sling like David had, right? Long, too wrong. It's not like you know, I remember watching Dennis the Menace growing up, and he had a little stick that was like a Y and a couple of rubber bands, and you'd pull it back and pew, let it go. I guess you could do it there too, but they had the big strings, long strings, the little pouch. You swing it around your head and let it go. Well, he's saying, imagine you tied the stone to the sling. What would happen? Not only would it not go anywhere, but I bet you that sling would swing around and smack you with the stone. Right? Or a slingshot. You pull it back to your face with the rock tied to it. It goes forward through the slingshot. And then what happens? Probably like Looney Tunes. The rubber band stays at the other end and then comes back and knocks you in the tooth. Knocks your tooth out. It's a foolish thing to do. Why would you do that? The point of the sling is to throw the rock. It would be like taking the barrel of a gun and bending it around to point back at you. It's not only is it not going to go anywhere, but it's going to hurt you. And that's the same thing that gives honor to a fool. You giving honor to a fool not only makes them more in their foolishness, but it hurts yourself. You, who should be wise, who needs to be wise to get anywhere in life, physically, spiritually, anywhere, are now saying, in this place in my life where somebody wise, something wise should go, instead I'm going to honor the foolish person. I'm going to go listen to the fool who speaks and listen to their foolish words, or I'm going to put a fool in charge of my life, or I'm going to seek after the trophies that fools go after and give that honor in my life. I'm going to put a foolish thing in the place of honor in my life. Who does that hurt? Not the fool, but you. Just like tying that stone in the sling. Don't. You have the tools, you have the stone, you have the sling. Don't be foolish and tie it in there. Use it for what it's intended for. One more thing on this verse. There's so many times when I'll be like under the car or away from the shop working on something, and I'll have to hammer something, and I'll just be hitting it with a screwdriver, and it takes forever, and it works, but it would have been better if I went back to the shop and got the hammer. You know, I was putting on a gate for mommy, for Ashley yesterday, and I needed to pry it open to get it around the rebar, and I'm sitting there prying on it, pulling on it, and I know it's just pulling on the stake, making it loose. I'm like, I'm just going to go to the shop. So I go to the shop. I put in my vise. I yank on it. Whoop, it's open. 2 seconds. All I had to do was stop being a fool and banging on it and go over to the shop and do it the right way. And the point is to use the right tool for the job. Now, they say a bad carpenter blames his tools. Sure. But you still need to use the right tool for the job. You know, unless you're out in the bush and all you got is that screwdriver, go get a hammer. Maybe a wise person to bring a hammer with him when he's going to the bush. But I think you get the point. Here we go. Here's another fool. Another talk about parables. Verse 9. As a thorn goes into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. I was cutting down the last little bit of rose bush before I did the burn pile today, and I was wearing gloves, and all these thorns are still getting through, and I have to pick it up very gently to not stab myself. But a drunkard is not going to be thinking about those things. A drunkard is just going to grab them, right? And maybe they're in a pile of sticks and they're making a fire and they're drinking around the fire. Maybe that's what they're talking about. But the thorn goes into the hand of a drunkard because he's not paying attention. And he doesn't realize the pain maybe isn't dulled a little bit from the alcohol and he's bleeding. He's like, oh, look what I did. Oh. And so is a parable in the mouth of fools, that the fool is talking about this parable, this thing that is supposed to make people wise. And as the fool speaks it, he doesn't realize that it's cutting him up and showing him to be a fool. You watch a false teacher, and even the people who listen to them, but you watch the false teacher and you realize, like that wife of that famous preacher, mega church televangelist, false teacher in Texas, and she gets up and she says, what did she say? Does anyone remember who watched that clip?
Feel unqualified.
Do you ever feel unqualified for a work of God? For what God has called you to? And I get it. We should all, in a sense, feel unqualified for what God has called us to, because God has called us to do something that's bigger than us, greater than us, that requires Him to do it through us. But yet the Bible clearly says that a woman shouldn't lead a church or teach a man in that way. Now, the women can't teach that. It's just there's a longer study there. Women are great. God loves them. We're equal in His sight, but different in role. But there she is. She's the fool up there preaching the very words that are pointing her out. The very words that she should be listening to, that should be cutting her to the quick. But she's standing up there speaking them, and they're poking into her, making her bleed. And she's going, look at these words of wisdom, as she holds up her handful of thorns. That's a parable in the mouth of fools. And I'm sure there's plenty more there, but I'm not wise enough to draw that out. Verse 10. The great God who formed all things rewards the fool and rewards the transgressor. Well, wait a minute. God is great and He made everything, but He rewards a fool and rewards the transgressor? Why would God do that? God just told us not to put a fool in a place in honor. Well, on one hand, it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Why? Because God loves the foolish man. If God didn't love the foolish man, I never would have gotten saved, right? But on top of that, what is the reward for fools? Punishment. What is the reward for transgression? Punishment. What is the reward for this? You reap what you sow. You reap foolishness? God says, okay, you want to reap foolishness? I'll give you the fool's reward. You want to do foolish things? God says, I will pay you with foolish prizes, right? Do stupid things, win stupid prizes. God rewards a fool. And part of that reward is God going, look, your foolishness hurts you. Your foolishness puts you in a bad place. Your foolishness makes you go, oh, I'm a why. And God allows that hard thing, that reward of foolishness, to come in your life. Why? That you might learn to become wise and no longer be foolish. If God allowed the fool to forever go on and be rewarded in his foolishness, God would hate that person. God would want them to be foolishness all over the grave. And that's why the enemy will bless people in their foolishness. Bow down to me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And people go, okay. And they become pop stars. They become rock stars. They become politicians because they bow down to Satan, whether they realize it or not in life, and he rewards them that they might find hardened hearts and go to hell. And God the whole time is trying to reach them and wake them up because he loves us. This is a good one to remember, and I can't forget this one. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. I love how graphic the Bible is. Now, you guys haven't been raised with dogs, but I had a couple dogs growing up. And even Jesse, the best dog in the world, just a dog thing to do. I think maybe for her, she was just trying to clean up and be a good dog. She would have, and that was the gross thing, as a sidebar. When dogs have puppies and the puppies go, the dog will lick up the stuff that the puppies go. To kind of clean up after them. It didn't look like she enjoyed it at all, but she's like, I'm a dog. And this is why my instinct telling me to do this. But dogs, when they throw up, they'll eat so much. Dogs don't really have a bar necessarily to stop eating. And so they'll just eat and eat and eat. And then all of a sudden, and then there's that pile of, it looked disgusting when it came out of the Alpo can. And it looks even worse when it comes out of the dog's mouth. The dog will smell it, lick it, and then start eating it back up. Disgusting. Dogs. And then people will have a dog kiss them on the face. Puppies are cute. Puppies are great. If I wasn't so allergic, I'd have a dog. But why do you let it lick you in the face? Did you see where it was licking before? Oh, boy. And here's a gross one. If it's to be believed in that old wives' tale, they say a dog's mouth is even cleaner than a human's mouth. But anyway, that's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down right now. But a dog returns to his vomit. A fool returns to his folly. A fool says, I've got a great idea to do something foolish. A fool goes out and does that foolish idea and gets hurt by it or gets stuck by it or maybe even enjoys it. Right? And I think maybe not enjoy it. But they look at it and go, that was a really foolish thing to do. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have gone there, right? You kind of, when it came to drugs or alcohol, you would begin to think about all these things that were totally foolish, but because you were under the influence, you thought it was a great idea. And then the next day you sober up and you go, wow, I never want to do that again. I'm never going to drink that much again. I'm never going to jump off that thing again. I'm never going to drive drunk again. Whatever it is you say, that was so foolish of me, so dumb of me. Whoop! You go drink again, you go drug again, you go hang out with your foolish buddies again. And what are you doing? You're doing that foolish thing over again. The worst part is when you get away with it. Because the first time you do it, you go, oh, that was so bad, that was so dumb. I can't believe I did that. What if I got pulled over? What if I got an accident? What if XYZ? I got sick, I got a disease, or whatever. Then you don't. And the next time comes, you go, oh, well, if I just drink a little bit, it'll be right. It's only a mile home. I'll be all right to drive. That's how it happens. Sure, it can happen the first time, but a lot of times it happens the 15th time, the 30th time. God gave you opportunity and you kept returning to your vomit. So are you a dog? No. Don't go back to your vomit. If you find yourself going back to your vomit, your foolishness, realize I'm not a dog. Like the prodigal son, right? He was eating with the pigs and he went, my dad's loaded. My servants are better than this. I'm going to go work for my dad. Even if he never takes me back as his son, because I don't deserve to be his son anymore, I'm going to go get a job with him. It's better than this. That was the moment of wisdom. And sometimes it takes your face full of vomit to realize that. Sometimes it takes your head over the toilet, puking your brains out, going, oh, I should never drink again. Unless you're a fool. If you're a fool, go ahead. Go back to it. Verse 12. But I don't think you want to be a fool because you're listening. Do you see a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than for him. And yeah, you know, fools will see themselves as wise sometimes, but some fools know they're fools, like a class clown or someone else. Deep down, you're hurting. You know you're foolish, but it's fun and it's the only thing you know how to do. But you would love to be wise if someone would only help you be wise. If someone only would give you the time to be wise. But there's others out there who are so foolish that they think they are wise. In their own mind, they say, I'm wise. They look in the mirror, and instead of seeing flabby man, they see Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like if I look in the mirror and think, I never need to work out, and instead of seeing the fat, I just see muscle. No, that's foolish. You know, it's one thing to look in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm fat. I should probably lose weight and then just keep eating the Cheetos. At least you know you're not a fool. You know, you're a fool for maybe not eating better, but you're not delusional, right? You're not going, yeah, I look good. And that's what a fool does. A fool looks at his life, looks at his decisions, looks at the way he thinks about things and talks about things, or she does. And he goes, I'm so wise. Man, how did I get so wise? I know about all these things and I haven't done any of them. That must mean I'm wise. There's no hope for that person because you can't get through to them. It's going to have to be the reward of foolishness. It's going to have to be the car wreck. It's going to have to be the bad situation for them to get their attention. And unfortunately, in our society nowadays, we like to prop those people up and say, yes, you think you're a dog. You are a dog. Yes, you think you are this. I will call you by whatever name you want to be called by. Yes, your own experience, your truth. No. There's no hope for that person. Because how can there be? Because the person is so caught up and so in love with themselves and their own foolishness that no matter what wisdom you give them, they ain't going to listen. And I think that's why the Bible also says we don't cast our pearls before swine. That there's some people we need to keep sharing the gospel with over and over, because even though they're doing foolish things, they're at least listening. There's others who go, no way. Don't waste your breath anymore. Pray for them, sure. If they come asking you, sure. But go and tell someone who's ready to hear, who has ears to hear and eyes to see. We'll wrap up here in a second here. This is a good one. The slothful man says, there's a lion in this. 28, 29, 30, 30. Yeah, we're right. Okay. Sometimes the proverb says things over and over, and I go, didn't we read this already? The slothful man, well, remember what's a sloth? Those animals will go, oh, real slow and hang on a branch. And I wonder what time is like to a sloth. Do they sit around and see us running? You know, like when you watch a bug scurry or a moth go, right? Do they see us as the sloth? Hand moving real slow, trying to smack it because they're moving so fast. Does a sloth, as it's going slow, see us running around like a chicken with their head cut off because they see time different? I don't know. But a sloth moves really slow, and a slothful man or slothful woman moves real slow. It's good to take your time. It's good to not be in a rush sometimes. But when there's work to be done, and you want to get it done, you get it done. I remember working at the video store, and I'm going off a little bit on this. Bear with me. We'll get there. I wanted to go home. I had all these tasks to do. Count out the drawers, put the movies back, vacuum, Windex, clean up behind, count out the drawers, count out Lotto, make sure that the fridges are okay, make sure that the back room's okay, right? Make sure that the returns are scanned in. I got a lot to do. There's a lull in customers between, if we close at 11, sometimes between 10:30 and 11, or sometimes between 9:30 and 11, like on a Tuesday. No one was in there. So what am I doing that out of time? Am I standing around? I'll do it when we're closed, because those are the closing duties. No, but if I can do it now, I can get out earlier. Sure, I might not get paid, but who cares about an extra 15 cents, right? I mean, maybe, right? But the point is that I'm not wasn't sitting around being lazy, and we got stuff done. And we can walk and talk. There was a saying back at church. We used to have we met in a school. We'd have to unload a trailer, set up children's ministry, set up book table, set up, we had like a water table kind of the book table, set up worship, right? All the sound equipment for a full band, and then hang out. And then when that was done, we had to be out by a certain time, start packing everything up, put it back in the trailer, pack up all the chairs, put everything back, make sure everything was neat, right? So let's say we had to be done at 2:00. When 1:30 rolled around, we had to be working to get it done. It wouldn't take long, but people would like to talk, right? And of course, that's great. We need to fellowship. But there would be a time when it would be like, you would know that you have to get things done for your ministry to get it back on the trailer to make sure we're out of there and that you're not holding up the pastor, you're not holding up someone else, right, as we reload the trailer. You don't want the pastor standing around waiting for you to clean up. And someone would start talking to you. And they would see everyone else flurrying around and doing stuff, but they would just keep talking. Like, it wasn't on their mind to do anything else, and that's fine. Maybe they're not called to do those things. But maybe they were, and they just weren't there yet. And so you say, hey, walk and talk with me, right? Like, I can keep talking to you, but I need to start folding chairs. I can keep talking to you, but I need to put the books away. I can keep talking to you, but I need to wheel all this stuff down. We have these huge carts. Oh, I forgot about those carts. Huge carts that we load up with all the stuff, all the sound equipment, and bring out through the school. But walk and talk. And that's the thing. Some of us have a lot to do, have a lot to get done. And it's good to have a conversation. It's good to talk. But if I stood around and talked all day, I wouldn't get anything done. That's why God says there should be a day of rest. You take a whole day off to just relax, to rest, spend time with God, talk to God, listen to God, worship God, talk to your family, talk to your friends at church. But the rest of the week, you got to get stuff done. You know, half the stuff that I have, I wouldn't have if I didn't work for it. Now, that doesn't mean you don't pray. It doesn't mean you don't pray and act, right? It doesn't mean that I pull myself up by my bootstraps and I have everything because of my hard work, because you can't overwork. But the point is, you have to do things in life. You have to work. And a fool, a slothful man, as we close out here, says there's a lion in the streets. A lion is in the streets. A lion is in the way. A lazy person comes up with excuses. is afraid to go do what has to be done. Now I get it, Timmy. You're 5 years old. If it was pitch black outside, and I said, Timmy, go bring in the trash can. Walking all the way out to the street to get the trash can and bring it back in would be pretty tough, because at 5 years old, your imagination is pretty good. At 44 years old, almost, my imagination is pretty good. Without a flashlight, I can imagine all sorts of things when I'm out there. What's that noise? What's that thing? It would be scary for you. You say, there's a mountain lion. There's a bear outside, Dad. I don't want to go out there. I'd say, that's okay, Timmy, because you're of a right size where if a bear saw you, it would be a good snack, right? It would be hard for you to fight a bear. It'd be hard for me to fight a bear. But a lazy person says, and here's the thing, there might really be a lion out there. There's probably mountain lions in them hills over there. There was a black bear up in the hills behind us a couple months ago. They live out there. You look at the fences, there's elk, there's deer, there's poo, you see it. But are they really going to come get you? Even if a mountain lion lived down the road, how many times taking out the trash would it take for that mountain lion to finally see you? They'd probably be scared of you unless they're really hungry. Well, the wise person would say, you know what? The trash has to go out. I'm going to bring a big old flashlight and I'm going to bring my gun. That way I can see what the threat is. And if it's a mountain lion, I can shoot him. But I still got to take the trash out. And a lazy man doesn't want to do the work. And so because they don't want to do the work, they come up with excuses to rationalize not doing the work. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. What if this happens? What if that happens? And I know what it's like. How do I know that? Because I'm a lazy man. You guys might think, you're not lazy, Dad. You do a lot. Well, I look at other guys and I go, wow, they are a lot less lazy than me. So when we find ourselves coming up with excuses to do what is right, there's a lion in the streets. There's no lion in the street. You're just afraid to actually lift a finger. You're afraid of what might happen if you actually get up off the couch. You're afraid of success. You're afraid of talking to people. You step out there and do it. You begin to do it, you realize there's nothing to be afraid of. You're out there and now you're like, wow, there was nothing to be afraid of out here at the trash can. I was just afraid of hard work. And you take out the trash can and you look up and you see the stars and you go, wow, I never would have saw these stars. No one else is out here. Maybe the mountain lion, but he's not around right now. And I get to see the stars and it's beautiful and it's quiet. And oh, it's just me and the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Let me stay here for a minute or two. This is wonderful. Then you hear a noise. Ah! And you run inside the house because maybe it's a mountain lion. But the point is, the enemy wants you to be afraid. And the Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That includes getting up off the couch. That includes going and doing the right thing. And a lot of times the fool knows the right thing to do, but they won't do it because they're afraid of doing it. And they're not afraid of the mountain lion. They're afraid of not being lazy. They're afraid of putting forth the effort. They're afraid of doing the work for one reason or another. Maybe they were hurt. Maybe someone said to them. Maybe no one ever encouraged them in life. But you know what? If you're an adult and you're still being foolish and not doing what you need to do, there's something worse than a mountain lion. The Bible says it's better to catch a bear robbed of her cubs than to catch a fool in his folly. Being a fool is far more dangerous than a mountain lion. Being a fool is far more scary than walking out in the middle of the night to take out the trash. Because the monster is you. The problem is you. The reason why you don't have, don't taste, don't touch, whatever, is because you're unwilling to do it. And who can fix that? Nobody can fix that. So that's why, for you, my kids, I'm probably a little tough, but I don't want you to be foolish, because I grew up being a fool. I grew up being enabled in my foolishness, and I grew up being lazy, and I'm still struggling with it. And I don't want you to go through that. I want you to learn to work hard and not be afraid. And here's the thing, as we close, it's okay to get afraid, but it's not okay to stay afraid, because we all get afraid. But God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. Because the fool's crazy. It's crazy to be foolish. It's crazy to think that everything's okay when you're not doing the right thing. It's wise to do the right thing. It's wise to step out. A little hard work, it'll teach you something. You'll learn a lot doing hard work. You'll learn a skill, and then that skill will lead into another skill, another skill, another skill, and maybe even into a job one day. You need to step out and do it. And at the very least, it'll help you when you're stuck on the side of the road. Say, you know what? This is scary, but I got to get it done. And I remember, this isn't the first time I've done it before. Again, I'll bring up the story. When I was 13, coming home, my mom had a flat tire in the mountains of West Virginia. And she didn't know what to do. Not that I can blame her. She was a middle-aged lady, right? She never was around those things. She was into other things. That's okay. But I was like, we're not going to get out of this. And I bet you, and we have to get out of this. We need to get out of here. Maybe I was a little afraid. I was like, I want to get out of here. And so I stepped up and I looked for the manual and I opened to the page. It said change a tire. And it told me where the jack was. It told me how to jack it up. It told me how to take it off and put it on. And I took it off and put it on and we were able to leave. No one taught me to do that. But that was God giving me wisdom even before I really knew him. Saying, you have a problem. The only way out of that problem is by being wise. So many problems we get in life is because we don't want to be wise. We want to do the foolish thing. And we have enough problems. Just like partaking in someone else's sins, we have enough problems of our own, right? Why would we want to make them more by being foolish? Amen? So let's be wise. God, thank you for your word and enabling us to be wise and for closing the mouth of maybe this fool for talking too much. But God, I pray that you would help us be wise by your word and hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. And that, Lord, you could help us to go forward and go farther. And you want us to go very far in life. You want us to accomplish a lot in you and to be not so independent that we don't think we need anybody, but have a wisdom to us that will help us get out of a bad time, even if that's asking someone else for help. So God, we ask you to help us be wise. Where we've been foolish, forgive us. Where we've been prideful and we think we have all the answers, forgive us. God, you're our answer. So give us the answer, show us the way, and help us to follow and to get up off the couch, physical or spiritual, and to go do what the right thing to do is. And other times too, when we're sick, when we're tired, let us know it's time to sit down and rest, like on a Sunday. Or at nighttime, or have instead of working too much to spend time with our family, whatever it is, or to spend time doing something else. So we thank you for that. We thank you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a vineyard of the Lord. There is a vineyard for our soul. With all our troubles left behind, and all we drink first light until the door.